Pet Yod Seif Yod Zayin. Akisha Keshe Lizman Katsa. The Nimlach La Shiroi La Oilom. A person did at the beginning when he did the knot, he did it for a short time. Within 24 hours, he was interested in opening it. The Nimlach, he changed his mind. La Shiroi La Oilom, he wants to leave it forever. Akisha Keshe Adas La Tiri Beyoimoi. He made a kesha in order to go and leave it, to open it on the same day. He changed his mind. He doesn't want to open it forever. He says one has a suffix. What's the case? The case is that at the beginning when he made this knot, he made it in order to open it within 24 hours. And then within the 24 hours, he changed his mind. He wanted to go and leave it for a half a year, let's say. He wanted to leave it for a kesher's man oruch. The shaila is whether it changed its status. That since at the beginning it was only for not a kesher, it was not considered a kesher. Now, maybe it'll change its status and it comes a kesher. You're adding on from what you had there at the beginning. At the beginning you have that in order to open it straight away, so it's not considered a kesher. The shaila is that a person can change his mind and make it a kesher today. Now, what's the nafkimina? He says the nafkimina is, if afterwards now, you go and change your mind again, and you want to open it, let's say the case. The person decided that he's making his shoelaces to be opened within 24 hours. Then he decided, no, he's not going to open his shoelaces, he's going to leave them forever closed. Well, that means he's going to use them without opening up the shoelace. Then he immediately said, no, it didn't work out with him, he's going to open it now, straight away. The shaila is, how do we look at it? Do we say, since he changed his mind in the middle, it already comes a kesher shel kayoma, and now if he goes and opens it, it's considered you're opening a kesher shel kayoma? Or do we say, no, since at the end of the day he changed his mind to be like at the beginning, because now he wants to open it, means he's changing his mind to go and hold it like as if it was at the beginning, that he's, oh, going to open it within 24 hours. How do we take it on? He says that one has to know what the halacha is. Let's see that inside. Yesh la'ayin. Do we take it on that is considered a kesher min ha'toyo? Why? Because he changed his mind to go make it a kesher shel kayoma. Even though he didn't think so to go make it the kesher shel kayoma when he made the knot, but since afterwards he decided to leave it forever without opening it, it means he's changed his mind to make it into kesher shel kayoma. Therefore, if he wants to open it now, he's opening a kesher shel kayoma. But you know what to do. Or shemishah shenimlach l'shuv latiroi chotzin elias kesher shel kayoma. Or do we say, since now at the end he wants to open it within 24 hours, he wants to open it, shows us that what he did, his mind was in the middle, is not considered a status from changing what he had at the beginning. Because to change what happened in the beginning, he wanted to. But what happened at the end, he changed what happened in the middle. Therefore, he says he's not sure what the loch is if one changes one mind again. He says the same suffix he'll have in the case where he had at the beginning das to open it for within 24 hours. Afterwards, he is machlit to go and leave it for more than 7 days. Kesher benoini. Now it's only Issa Drabonon. Do we say if now afterwards within 24 hours he wants to open it, he changed his mind from what he had in the middle to go and leave it for more than 7 days, Or do we say that no, since he in the middle, he had his mind set up for more than 7 days, it's also midrabanan to open it. Let's go back to what, let's go and make a sikum, let's go make a sikum what we learned. Now, the shaila is, you have three stages here. The first stage, when he made it for a short time, less than 24 hours. In the middle, he changed his mind to make it half a year, according to the first case, or more than 7 days in the second case. Then afterwards, at the end of the day, he decided, no, he's going to open it now. Do we say we're taking away the machshava in the middle and we're returning it to the first status or not? That is the shaila he has. Is it considered a kasha? She should also be midrabanan to open it now, or do we say it's considered a kasha, which is only made less than 24 hours and you're allowed to open it midrabanan? Hakoyshe kasha la'olam v'nimlach la'tiyoy. Oh. Now, Sif Yotchef was discussing the case opposite. He did at the beginning a kasha forever. Ever means even the more than half a year is considered ever. But nimlach latiyoy, and he wants to change his mind to open it. Oh, till now we discussed the case when at the beginning it was a kasha, his man kotzav within 24 hours. He wanted to open it when he made the kasha, his das was within 24 hours to open it, and after he changed his mind to make it longer. The persons are able to add on what he had at the beginning. Now we want to know if he can take off what he had at the beginning. He had at the beginning das in order to do it forever, and now he wants to change his mind to go and do it less. That we say, you can't do. The person's machshava can't change the pu'ula, the work. That means if he, when he did the kesher, it's considered he did it with das to go and make it forever. It's considered a pu'ula, he did it, the kesher, forever. Now to go and be mevatel this kesher, to go and say it's only made for a short time, he's not able to do that. Let's see that inside. Hakoyshe kesher le'olam. He did this kesher forever. Oilez man ben noini. Same thing would be if he did it for a medium time. That means he did it for more than 7 days. Ve'achakach nimlach la'tiyo ba'oifim. Changed his mind to go and open it with, on the same day. Ein machshavoso hefeches. You can't change your mind, the kesher to be called now a kesher she'eino yishol kayom al izman katzah. V'ayza osu latiyoy, ve'ein machshava zu motziya midei ha-machshava sho'isuloy b'zman ha-kshiyah. The machshava you have in the middle can't take away the machshava which you had at the beginning. And the beginning machshava which you had when you tied it is the machshava which considers a maisa, because you did it together with something which you did. It's considered a maisa. Ve'ein machshava motzi midei maisa. Therefore, machshava, which you had in the middle, can't change you. But, which we learned in Yudayin, was a different case. They wanted to add on to what you had before. It was this man, kesher for the man kotzah, and you wanted to add us on. That we said, we're not sure. But here, if you want to take it off, when you made the kesher, you made it forever. Or, zman beinoni, and you want to take off and make it now mutter to use it, that you can't do. According to everybody, it's asa, and therefore you're not allowed to open this kasha altogether.